Okay, well, praise God. The title of today's message is Come to Your Shepherd. Come to Your Shepherd. I'm going to read through and talk about Psalms 23 a little bit. Well-known passage of Scripture. Talks about the Lord is our shepherd. And it's a simple reality, but I want to bring us back to it. Because quite frankly, there's really just one message, and that's come to God. Come to Him. He is your life source. He is the breath you breathe. If we're not spending time with Him, then we don't have life. If we're not allowing Him to flow through, then we are plugging up the well that is within us. And it's not a word of condemnation. It's just a reminder. Come to Him. Come to Him. So let's start with Psalms 23, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." What's that mean? What's that look like? What is the shepherd? The shepherd is the one who takes care of the sheep, who protects the sheep, who trains the sheep, who takes care of them and leads them and guides them and gets them where they need to be. And the shepherd takes care of the sheep. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Do you find yourself in want today? Do you find yourself wanting and wishing and longing? And like, well, I wish I had that, or I wish this, or I wish that, or I... Pause for a moment. If the Lord is your shepherd, then you're not in want. That doesn't mean that we have everything that our flesh would necessarily want. But who we are, our spirit, that we would be in tune with Him and be content wherever we find ourselves. Wherever we are at, to not be in want. I shall not be in want. I'm so thankful for the place we can run, for the secret place of the Most High, that in the midst of everything going on, there's a safe place, a shelter from the storms of life. There's some things that God will give us wisdom about how to change in our lives. But there's other things that we're just going to go through. We're going to go through some storms. There's going to be some tribulation. There's going to be some trouble. Jesus promises that. And in the midst of that, there's a safe place. And we can not be in want. Paul talks about, he says, "I've learned what it is to have much and have little, and to be full and to be hungry, to be, you know, all these different situations, and yet to be content in the midst of it." Why? Because he knew his shepherd. Over and over in my life, I find so many things that at times my flesh is like, "Oh, I wish this, I wish I..." But I just have to come back and say, "Wait, no. Father, what are you doing?" And come back to that place of rest, of walking with Him, doing what He's doing, flowing with Him, and not worrying about tomorrow, but flowing with Him today. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not be in want. Verse 2, it says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Man, sometimes my flesh just resists that so much. My flesh just wants to be churning, thinking, doing, going all these directions. And sometimes the Lord has to make us lie down. Be still. Sometimes that means physically being still. Sometimes that means physically, going into a physical prayer closet and just shutting out the noise for a while. Sometimes that looks like going 100 miles an hour through the day and yet still being communing and fellowshipping with the Lord through the day. In green pastures, the place where you can eat and be fed. Even in the midst of the busyness of life, we can be fellowshipping with the Lord and eating from these pastures that are available. It says He leads us besides quiet waters, a place where we can drink. I want to remind you today, wherever you're at, whether you are bored and have nothing to do, or whether you have 1,000 things on your plate today and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get any of this done. There is green pasture. There is quiet waters. There is a shepherd extending His hand out to you, inviting you to take a moment and connect with Him. As we fellowship with Him. Verse 3, it says, He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Our souls are restored as we fellowship with Him. Again, sometimes that is a refreshing, a restoring in the midst of the busyness. Sometimes the Lord will say, hey, be quiet. Be still for a while. Just stop. Stop all your activity. Trust me that there's going to be enough time to get things done. Just be still for a season. Again, it's whatever the Lord's speaking. This isn't a formula like, okay, I've got to spend, 25 minutes every morning and I've got to... No. What is God speaking to your heart? What's flowing out of you in this moment? Connect with Him and go with Him. Whether that's pulling away for a season or whether that's running 1,000 miles an hour. But keep your eyes on Him. It says He restores our soul. He guides us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads us. He shows us the way. He is the way. He leads us in paths of righteousness. Because of who He is. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. I mean, this reality, again, wherever we find ourselves, say, well, I'm going through something hard. Well, the valley of the shadow of death, as we walk through that, don't fear evil. Say, well, I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that. There's so much fear in our society today. Fear of COVID and fear of what the government might do and fear of this and fear of that. I'm not saying that there's not some legitimate things going on that could strike fear into our being. But we need to be reminded of the One who walks with us. The One that we are to be walking with. If we are overcome with fear, then let's get our eyes off of that stuff and fix our eyes on Him. Say, Father, what are You about? His rod and His staff, they comfort. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Sometimes, you know, how many times in my own life I used to be like, oh, you know, okay, I've got this issue or that issue, or it's like the enemy's breathing down my neck and accusation or fear or whatever it might be. And I was constantly in this state of, okay, get the enemies away, God. Get the enemies away. Once everything calms down, then I can have peace. But what does he say? He says he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Sometimes God will drive our enemies away, but sometimes God lets them stay. But even if they're there, there's a table, there's a place where we can eat and dine and fellowship with the Lord. And if we get our focus on the enemy, then there's a problem. We're going to be scared. We're going to be in unbelief. But if we get our eyes fixed on him, then suddenly the enemy kind of pales. And sometimes as we seek the Lord, sometimes God will give wisdom as to how to take care of that enemy. And sometimes just simply getting our eyes off of the enemy is all that's needed. Like, oh, the enemy's, ah, oh, he's breathing down my neck, and he's got this condemnation, he's got this, and he's got that, and he's just blasting me with all this stuff, and well, stop listening to him. I don't mean that in a harsh way. I don't mean that in a condemning way, because I understand. I've been there. But don't listen to the enemy. When the enemy's coming in and shooting all this stuff, I'm like, oh no, the enemy's in. Oh no, what am I going to do? This is what you do. You turn your eyes to the Lord. Seek the Lord. Run to the table that has been prepared for you in the midst, in the presence of your enemies. Says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. I mean, it's not just like, okay, well, yeah, that's one little drop. Okay, I think I can make it now. It's overflowing. Jesus said, come to me, drink of me, and out of your innermost being will flow rivers of water. Are we overflowing? Or are we drowning? Again, this isn't a word of condemnation. I mean, I understand. I know. I walk through life too. Things come up. Busyness of life. But the question is, where do we run? Do we allow that cup, his living water, to overflow from within us? Says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Oh, wow. The goodness of God. It's running after me. It's running after me. Sometimes we have to get rid of our own definition of goodness. I mean, the whole idea of goodness and blessing and all this stuff. Oh, Lord, bless me. Well, what does Jesus say? In Matthew chapter 5, he says, blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What? Blessed are the persecuted. Your goodness is running after me? Sometimes we need to get our eyes off of man's ideas. The goodness of God, to know him. To know him. Even his suffering. Even in his death. But through it all, the goodness of God. It says, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So often, we can fall into the trap of, well, you know, someday I'll get to dwell with God. And I understand there is an ultimate point. But don't forget that you can dwell with him today. That you don't have to wait until you physically die. Today you have the opportunity to come before him in spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is as close as turned attention. But sometimes our attention is stolen by everything that's going on. Here's a little key, and I think I'm going to leave us with this. So often we can seek God for something we want rather than seeking God. Say, oh, you know, I've got this turmoil, or I've got this struggle, or I've got these things that I need to know, or, you know, in my life, and this, that, the other, and I come running to God. God, I need an answer for this. I need an answer for that. What should I do here? What, but. And we fire off all this stuff, or I've got this trouble. You know, I've got this enemy. How do I take care of this enemy? And sometimes we just need to stop trying to tell God what we need. Well, I need an answer for this, or I need deliverance from this, or I need that, or let me give you a little key. Just come to him. Instead of trying to figure out what all the issues are and what you think you need, come to him and just say, Father, here I am. What do you have to say? Here I am. Your servant is listening. I encourage you to do that. Just go before the Lord. And instead of bringing 1,000 different requests of what you think you need or what you think other people need, just come to him and say, Father, your servant listens. And see what you hear. Maybe you'll hear something. Maybe you'll perceive something. Maybe it'll just be a time of stillness. But time spent with the Lord is not wasted. So again, with everything all here, I just want to remind you, you have a shepherd. And as a pastor or under shepherd, I exhort you to go to the shepherd. I am not your source of all wisdom. I am not your source of everything. At times God will speak through me to give words of wisdom or whatever for specific situations. But sometimes you just need to be reminded that the Lord is your shepherd. Run to him. Draw near to him. Lay aside your own wants, your own desires, your own plans, your own thinking, and just simply come before him and say, Father, shepherd, your servant listens. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.